Just as we're excited about the possibility of going home, along comes a new signing to mark the occasion. Mitch Jones is a Clansman, and the new defenceman should be available to make his debut this Saturday in the homecoming game against the Coventry Blaze. I'm Craig Anderson, and welcome to this Clan Chat Short, where we're introducing you to the newest member of the Clan team. He arrived in Glasgow earlier this week and was kind enough to chat to me hours after touching down, so I started by asking him how it felt to be here.
I'm definitely excited, and I talked to Malcolm, and throughout the summer, it was in the back of my head, and then, within the last 3 weeks, I committed to it and kind of put everything in gear, and now I'm here and kind of anxious to get going.
So tell us about you and what you'll bring to the Clan team this season then.
Yeah, I'm a steady defenseman, play physical, play hard, and can bring a heavy shot. So anything to give the club a win, I'm looking forward to doing that. So
good. So what is it you get out of making moves like this, moving to different countries, and what expectations do you have of Glasgow?
I'm very fortunate with, what hockey can bring to my life. I've been able to play in some cool places like Alaska and, throughout the U.S. And, to bring me here, I actually have some English blood. My grandpa's from Liverpool. So it's pretty neat to kind of come back and see, his side of the world and, where he's from, essentially. And, I've heard nothing but good things about Glasgow. I've Googled the city, talked to former players, and, they've had nothing but good things to say. So, I'm truly looking forward to, not only playing, but, getting out and exploring town and, seeing what the town has to offer.
Good. Now, you're a player who is another one who's had a prior relationship with Malcolm Cameron, the coach. You've worked with him before, of course. So did you need much convincing in that case? Was Malcolm quite persuasive in getting you to come here?
No, Malcolm's a pretty good salesman. He got me to play overseas the last 2 years for him. And, he's done a lot for my career, put me in situations, in the North America I was never involved in and, kind of thrived on that. So, coming back and playing for Malcolm was kind of like a no-brainer, especially after being off, a year with COVID and everything that, hit. So didn't really take much convincing. And, after, knowing what, the EIHL is all about and, the city and, some of the arenas too and the fans and stuff, it was just a no-brainer. So I'm really, real excited and fortunate to, get going here.
But, of course, there's also a history of ice hockey in your family as well. I was doing a little bit of research. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, my daddy played, at the U of M and played close to 150 games, if not more, if not less, can't remember, in the NHL between Winnipeg, Philly, LA. My stepdad also, played Canadian University and also won a championship in the Sioux in USHL. And then my brother's a current NHL player for the Anaheim Ducks. He's out this year, though. He ended up, having a season-ending injury. So, he's pretty fired up for me to get back playing and kind of give him something to do throughout the season.
Of course. And we wish your brother well, as you mentioned there, he's hurt himself. So hopefully it won't be too long before we see him back in action. But back to you, Mitch, how much do you feel you've grown as a player trying out other countries and other cultures in your experience as a hockey player?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, coming to Europe was probably one of the greatest things for my hockey career. Playing in the U.S., it's a lot of run and gun. You're playing 80 games a season. A lot of fighting, a lot of physicality. I love that. Sometimes my focus was too much on that, not playing. So, after coming to Europe and, you kind of get away from, Eastern Europe where I was, Romania, you kind of get away from, the physicality stuff and, can kind of more focus less or more or less on, skill, making plays. You got the bigger ice too. So that really developed my game, like I said, and, you know, has been a huge help. And, you know, I've just, ever since my first year in Europe, I've kind of just taken off and been thriving, you know, after, you know, the prior year. So that's kind of why I'm looking forward to here. Obviously, I understand this is a little bit more, I guess, North American-like, and, you know, it's exciting. So if I can kind of bring both, you know, aspects into the, you know, UK, and, you know, I think good things can happen.
Definitely. And, of course, as I speak to you, there's a game on right now. Clan are down in Guildford, but you should be ready for the game on Saturday, the big home game against Coventry Blaze, the first time that the club have played at home since before lockdown. How much are you looking forward to getting into the action, really, getting hitting the ice and getting this season going?
I'm really looking forward to it. Excuse me. You know, a lot of times, too, for me, the best way I feel like, you know, I can do well and succeed. And as a team, you know, I've been thrown into the fire. I think that helps a lot, kind of takes the nerves out after being off for a little bit. You know, I knew I was coming over here for a couple of weeks, so I was able to kind of get ready, start skating, training hard. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, like I said, it's nice to, you know, play my first game as a Clan, you know, at home. I think that's huge. And, you know, it's, you know, I don't have to worry about a bus ride for my first game or, you know, whatnot. You know, I have 3 days to get ready and, you know, kind of jump right into the fire and, you know, go win.
Well, you'll certainly be glad you're not on the bus down to Guildford today. That's probably the longest journey you could have.
Just
before we finish up, Mitch, tell us something nobody knows about you. This is something I've always asked the new players when they come in, just as a way of trying to get to know you a little bit. So tell us something we don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge outdoorsman. I love, you know, fishing. I'm a big hunter. Do a lot of duck hunting back home. So just love being outdoors, being outside, and being involved with wildlife. So that's, if that's one thing I can, I guess, surprise fans with, you know, that's one of them.
And finally, a message to the Purple Army. The fans will be watching. They'll be keen to know what you're all about. Do you have a message for the fans watching this?
Oh, I mean, you know, I hope this is a record year. I hope we, you know, after being off for so long and, you know, being a little bit behind, hopefully, you know, at the end of the year, we can, you know, pop it off with, you know, a trophy.
Great words, Mitch. Good to meet you. And we do apologise for any signal issues you may have picked up on in the chat with Mitch. Obviously, the signal not good, but we hope you get the gist of it anyway. Mitch, thank you so much for your time. Great to meet you. I look forward to seeing you in purple this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
My name is Matt Haywood, and you're listening to the Clan Chat Podcast.
That was Mitch Jones, the newest member of the Clan team, and he'll be in action on Saturday. And apologies if the quality of the audio dipped from time to time. Well, as Mitch arrived, there was the news that Medric Mercy has left the club, and we all wish him very well for the future. Before we go, I've got time to share what head coach Malcolm Cameron had to say ahead of Saturday's game against the Blaze, and it will be his first chance to hear the Purple Army in full voice. It's a big moment in the club's history after 21 months away, and I asked him if he got a sense of what this means to be back in Brayhead Arena.
Oh, no question. I mean, I've met some fans, and I read the comments too on Facebook and our social media. You know, there was a real sense, I guess, at one time that we may lose the team here. So, you know, our passionate fan base, you know, is going to be excited to get back in there for the first time in 21 months. We, you know, a lot of guys that are coming over from North America, guys have played for good franchises, guys that have played for some not so good franchises that maybe went away. We all know what fan support does. Fan support keeps the team in business. And we have great fan support here. Not just in terms of attendance, but in terms of their passion for the club. And guys have tremendous respect for that because we also know we're competing against other entertainment options that are out there for people and families, you know, whether it's a show or going to the movie theater or dinner. There's other entertainment options for people's money. So we have a large group of our team, or most of our team, I would say, has a tremendously healthy respect for our fan base to have stuck with us through these 21 months. I actually prepared for a game against them, never got a chance to execute our game plan. So, you know what? Teams are going to go through peaks and valleys. You know, the standings watch in November, you know, especially for us being so many games behind, is really not healthy. We're looking at it at a game at a time, even a period at a time here as we move forward. If you take care of those periods, the games take care of themselves. I can't control if Coventry is playing Fife, who wins that game. I don't have any control over any of those other teams. I can only control what we're doing in terms of our roster and how we play and everything like that and our responsibilities on the ice. So right now for us, we're worried about us and us only. And standings watching, somebody will be at the top of the league 1 week, 3 weeks later because of injuries or whatever it happens to be. You'll see them slip a little bit in the standings. I just know one thing, no championships are won in November. Well, you know what? Teams that lose a big stretch, they are hyper-motivated because they don't want it. They want to find a way to get out of it. And I always have an expression, if you're dug yourself a hole, stop digging. So, you know, people are, when you lose something or you get whacked pretty good the night before, is when we went in to play Belfast, they got whacked pretty good the night before. We know they're going to come out motivated and very energized and ready to go. And we're going to see that from Coventry. People are also looking at us, hoping to catch us not in game shape, you know, and find us as an easy target. But I can say the three opponents that we've played so far would all say the same thing. We're not an easy mark. We're a hard team to play against, whether we're in game shape and sharp and everything. Chemistry-wise, we may not be as sharp as we will be, but we're not an easy team to play against. No, anybody right now can beat anybody. You know, I don't know the ins and outs. I mean, I've followed the standings in this league for years. But in talking to a guy like Matthew Waugh, who's been around this league, he said this is the most bizarre year he's ever seen. You know, scores will flip-flop. You know, two teams will play on a Saturday night, play again on Sunday, and the scores are completely reversed each game. So it makes it a very, very hard league to play in, and you can't look past any of your opponents because everybody's a tough out. And 2 points right now are a premium in every game that you're playing.
Just going by what Matthew Waugh said about scores flip-flopping, does that make it harder for you as a coach because the team really has to be on point every night?
No, it's actually a great thing because you know now, your players also know that they can't just show up and beat a team like maybe they did in leagues they played in years past where, you know, you can put a 50% effort in and still find a way to grind out a victory. To me, it's a great motivational tactic in terms of making sure the guys are ready to go for games and are mentally prepared for hockey games because they know they can't just show up with the skates on and go out and win.
Hey Purple Army, this is Kevin McCoskrie. Don't forget to subscribe to the Clan Chat podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Audioboom to hear from your favourite team.
Head coach Malcolm Cameron looking ahead to Saturday's game with Coventry Blaze. If you haven't yet, get your tickets now on clanihc.com. They're going fast, so make sure you don't miss out. There's still some on sale at the time of recording. Also on the website, there's some important information regarding COVID protocols and what you can expect when you come to Brayhead Arena on Saturday. So make sure you read them or watch the wee video with your Jerry telling you all about it. I'll be back soon with another fresh podcast for your ears, so listen out for it. Subscribe and download from your podcast provider and don't miss an episode. We're on Facebook and you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok using the handle at ClanIHC. We'll end it there and we hope to see you back home on Saturday. We can't wait. I'm Craig Anderson. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.